Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Thursday, the first day of October, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for Samuel Hernandez, who has a local warrant for failure to appear for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and great bodily harm. If you know of any information regarding Samuel Hernandez or his whereabouts, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be submitted on their free mobile app. Registration for the 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is open. Discounted registration is available now at $35 and will raise to $65 after October 30th. You can register by going to hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, American High Tech Transcription is looking for a transcriptionist. Work authorization in the U.S. and 2 years of transcribing experience are required. Luxus is looking for a warehouse order selector. Prior experience receiving or unloading in a warehouse or distribution setting or knowledge of logistics is preferred but not required. Experience operating powered warehouse equipment such as pallet jacks and forklifts a plus. And ABM Industries is looking for a custodian. The cleaner provides the cleaning and upkeep of all assigned areas, including the following tasks: clean restrooms, replenish restrooms, empty trash, empty recycle bins, clean desks where applicable, clean tables and conference rooms, vacuum offices and common areas, clean interior glass, clean drinking fountains, dust partitions, cabinets and vents, mop floors and clean elevators, and shine stainless steel. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The 2020 census is here and Hardy County is still needing to respond. Fill out a few short questions to help your community gain assistance and improvements for things like transportation, education, infrastructure, and much more. Visit 2020census.gov to learn more and respond today. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather is clear, temperature 77 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 62.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity is 61%. Winds northeast at 9.2 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles. And the altimeter read 30.02 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:29 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As Sacramento Valley farmers look for alternative crops, more have been planting one that has long thrived in the southern San Joaquin Valley, pistachios. Demand for the crop, combined with the soil and water in the region and the development of new varieties, make pistachios attractive for farmers north of Sacramento. Small acreages of pistachios have grown in the area for many years, but the crop is now a top 10 crop in Yolo County. The U.S. is falling behind dairy competitors in both the European Union and New Zealand in enacting new bilateral trade agreements. Peter Vitaliano, chief economist for the National Milk Producers Federation, tells MilkBusiness.com our competitors are going gangbusters with bilateral agreements and are so far ahead of us that the best we can do is to get back to a level playing field. U.S. exports had been trending well for a few months prior to commodity price increases this spring. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers discovered another large stash of suspected cocaine in a shipment of produce crossing into the U.S. in Far Texas, 2 days after a $4 million seizure there. The tractor trailer hauling fresh produce from Mexico arrived at the Far Reynosa International Bridge last Thursday. The inspection uncovered 50 packages weighing a total of almost 125 pounds with a street value of nearly $1 million.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
I'm Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Certified organic produce has seen a rapid rise in popularity in recent years. Todd Egan is a berry buyer for Costco. He gave a presentation this week at a virtual meeting presented by the U.S. Highbush Blueberry Council and the North American Blueberry Council. He says he sees organic blueberries continuing to gain market share.
Organics are going to continue to play a bigger part of our business, and not just because that's what Costco wants or what I want, because our members are demanding it. At some point, we're here to fill that demand and not to shape it necessarily, but certainly we're going to continue. I expect organics to continue to grow within the walls of Costco.
Egan says 2018 was the first year that Costco was able to supply organic blueberries all 52 weeks of the year.
If you look strictly at the organic bell curve, you would still see a little bit of shoulders between the North American and South American seasons. It has gotten better. But for the most part, we're going to have to figure out really what our members are looking for the next 10 years. And organics is going to be a huge part of that growth. Within the next 5 years, I would expect our organic dollar sales to be equal to the conventional sales, if not surpassing it.
Egan emphasized that for all blueberries, including both conventional and organic, quality and eating experience are what matter most.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. The number of Americans filing first-time unemployment claims fell last week, dropping to 837,000, the U.S. economy continuing a halting recovery from the depths of the coronavirus pandemic. A key barometer of the health of the economy, consumer spending, grew 1.5% in August. Wall Street opened higher this morning, the market encouraged by prospects for another round of COVID-19 relief. Although they remain far apart, there has been some compromise on the part of both sides in the ongoing negotiations. On his first day in Ford's top job, CEO Jim Farley is replacing the company's chief financial officer and announcing other structural and management changes at the automaker. Ford has struggled in the midst of an $11 billion restructuring plan aimed at cutting expenses and raising capital for spending on new technology. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frosty. That Braves opened Wednesday's playoff schedule with the longest 1-0 game in postseason history. Freddie Freeman delivered a walk-off single in the 13th inning to complete Atlanta's victory over Cincinnati in the opener of the National League wildcard series. Freeman says the game may top his list for drama.
When it's 0-0 for that many innings and how many times we were in jammed and our pitchers got out of them, and I think this is going to take the cake. It was a very stressful 4.5 hours.
It was the first time a playoff game has been scoreless through 11 innings. Other National League openers, Miami was a winner in their first postseason game in 17 years, beating the Chicago Cubs 5-1. St. Louis scored four times in the first inning of a 7-4 victory at San Diego. Los Angeles jumped out to a 3-0 lead on their way to a 4-2 victory over Milwaukee. In the American League playoffs, Cleveland jumped out to a 4-0 first inning lead but ended up losing to New York 10-9. The Indians are eliminated in the best of three series. This is SRN Sports. The Minnesota Twins ousted as they extended their Major League record postseason losing streak to 18 games. After their 3-1 loss to Houston yesterday, Twins manager Rocco Baldelli says they should have played better.
We went out there today. We went out there yesterday. Didn't play our best baseball, and that is tough to take sometimes, but it's the reality of what happened.
Tampa Bay eliminated Toronto in two games with an 8-2 win yesterday. Rays catcher Mike Zunino, who hit a two-run homer, says they have developed a strong team concept under manager Kevin Cash.
Everyone cares for one another, and I think that goes a long way as teammates, as people. That's what Cashy preaches right away once we get into the camp, is be a good teammate. And guys really buy into that. And when you can trust the guy to your left and your right, it makes it easy to go to play every day.
Oakland beat Chicago 5-3 to tie their series at one game. One of the NBA final goes to the LA Lakers over Miami, 116-98. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: inside me, there's a thin person struggling to get out, but I can usually sedate him with about 4 or 5 cupcakes. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your afternoon. or a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.